For an app that is designed to be deleted, is it worth to put your money into?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be talking about an online dating app called Hinge, but more specifically, we're going to be talking about how much it costs and exactly what the membership benefits are. Before I get into all that, though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Using the Tinder opening line formula, we've discovered that users have received 3 times the response rate they had before. And in case you don't know what dating website is best for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it will let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the link in the bio down below, along with our Tinder 101 hub and more. So in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these 4 sections. The first of which is, what do you get with preferred membership, then Hinge preferred membership plans cost, then Hinge pros and Hinge cons. So before I get into this first section, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is moving me onto number 1 on my list, which is, what do you get with a preferred membership? Hinge has many free features, including liking, searching, browsing, and messaging, and you can even download the app for free. However, upgrading your Hinge account can absolutely be beneficial for you, especially if you're having trouble finding like-minded individuals. But before we talk about Hinge membership cost, I would like to talk about the actual benefits you get when you do upgrade. When it does come to the preferred subscription, it's actually not that different from the free subscription. However, those with the preferred subscription do have those limitations that the free subscription has taken away. Even though these limitations aren't that extensive, it does actually take away a little bit from the user experience, so getting this preferred membership is going to be something that'll absolutely boost your experience, especially if you're having trouble finding matches on Hinge. So let's talk about those few features that you do get when you sign up for a preferred membership, and the first of which, and the most important of which, I think, is unlimited amount of likes. In comparison, free members actually only get 10 likes a day on Hinge, and when there's millions of members that are on Hinge, 10 likes is pretty close to nothing. So when you do get to unlock actually being able to like a lot of other people's profiles, it unlocks a lot of potential in the matches that you could be making on Hinge. This, of course, then increases your chances of actually meeting the one. The next benefit you get with the preferred membership is grid view of your likes you page. So when you go to your likes you page as a free member, you can't actually see every single individual who has liked you as it is blurred out. But with a preferred membership, you can browse all of these users with that preferred membership to see which user you find that you are most attracted and relate to. This isn't a significant upgrade as Hinge lets you see the person who has liked you most recently. However, it will absolutely upgrade your experience and possibly your success on Hinge as well. Another thing you get with advanced preferences on Hinge is the ability to access more search and filter features. So with the free version of the app, you're actually only allowed to have 4 particular features, but with the upgraded version of the app, you have many other features that you can utilize. Some of those other filters include their work, their vitals, their education, and even what their family plans for the future are. Obviously, when more search filters are utilized, it's more accurate to the type of person that you're looking for, and therefore it can also increase your success in finding the one. And another thing you get with the preferred membership is a free rose. So in the regular platform, you do start out with a free rose. However, in the preferred membership, you do actually get a free rose that you can utilize every single week. And a rose is an item that you can give to other members to let them know that you really value them as a user and you would really like to match and communicate with them. Of course, outside of that preferred membership, you can also access roses and purchase them for a completely different separate price if you so choose to. So you don't need to actually be a preferred member in order to access all of the roses you want, but you will actually still have to pay some sort of price. So this is going to move me on to number 2 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me on to number 2 on my list, which is Hinge preferred membership plans. Compared to other online dating apps, Hinge is actually pretty budget friendly. you'll find that the app itself is all over the place saying that it's designed to be deleted. So I think that kind of alludes to people not wanting to spend for a longer membership plan. However, the longer that you make your membership plan for, the cheaper it'll be on a per month basis. So all of these membership benefits are going to be exactly the same. It's just cheaper if you buy it for a longer benefit. Because the app itself markets itself as an app that's designed to be deleted, it may be best to get that 1 month plan first. And if you feel like you need to have a longer plan after experiencing that 1 month, then I would go for the longer plan. But first of all, I would actually enjoy the app as a free app first, because many people find success on this app without even paying for a membership. So let me go over what the membership prices would actually be. So for 1 month, it would be $29.99. For 3 months, it would be $19.99 per month, or a total of $59.99. And for 6 months, it would be $14.99 per month, or a total of $89.99. So the payment plan is based off of the App Store or the Play Store, depending on if you're an iOS or Android device. And you can pay via a credit card, debit card, or even using PayPal or even a gift card. But before you pay for that membership though, you should see if what your problem is having great opening lines. And one way to check out if you can increase your success with opening lines is by checking out our opening line formula. Using our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more of the response rate than they had before utilizing this formula. So if you want to increase the amount of replies that you're getting in your first conversations, which will then therefore increase the amount of dates that you're going to go on, you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me on to number 3 on my list, which is the Hinge Pros. Sometimes in online dating apps, signing up for an upgraded account is not really so obvious if you should or shouldn't do it. In the world of online dating, there are tons of online dating websites out there that clearly market themselves as the best online dating app to be using, and obviously that can't be true if every single online dating website out there is saying that same phrase. Many of these apps guarantee potential matches and even virtual or first dates. Hinge is no exception, and creators like to take a lot of its unique features, like its video chats and its voice memos and its stories, that separate it from other serious online dating apps like eHarmony. So if you do decide to spend money on the Hinge online dating app upgrade, then you need to ask yourself beforehand if what you're doing is actually going to increase the amount of success that you have in the app. So let's go over some of the pros and cons of this, starting with the pros. So the first pro I want to talk about is that Hinge is actually pretty easy to sign up for. So when you do sign up, you need to do so via your phone and through the app. And this is the easiest way to do so. You'll need to provide your phone number and send them a confirmation code, which you will then get. And then you need to fill out your profile, which consists of you filling out 6 different photos and 3 different question prompts. Then from there, you also need to provide information about your vitals, virtues, and vices. Any of the information that you give that should be private, things like phone numbers and emails, will not be shared with other users on the app. And you can sign up with Facebook, which actually would be really smart because Hinge does borrow information from your Facebook account and utilizes that in its algorithm to help find you great matches. And don't worry, if you did sign up with your phone number, you can still link your social media like Facebook to your Hinge account to have a better experience. A second pro of the Hinge app is that when you do sign up for that preferred membership, you do actually get help from Hinge experts. These Hinge experts will help you all across the board, and I'm talking about dating and relationship advice, all the way to things like suggesting what you should do for profile photos, and even conversation starters that you could have with other users. Another benefit that the Hinge app has is something called the Hinge Lab, which is also sometimes referred to as the Hinge Research Team. And what this team actually does is they collaborate in collecting a ton of information about users and how much success they're actually having on the app. And they're constantly trying to make the app's algorithm better for users. So they'll actually have beta users who are utilizing the app and giving feedback of information as to how the app was successful for them and why, so that the app's algorithm can increase even more and more, and getting other users better matches to find the potential one. Another benefit that the Hinge app has is that all of the users pretty much have the same goal. Most users on this app are looking for long-term serious relationships. So if you were using Tinder, for example, instead, you're going to find that if you are looking for a long-term serious relationship, you're going to have a much harder time on Tinder because Tinder has a lot of users who are looking for flings and one-night stands and casual dating, where Hinge is looking for more serious dating and more long-term relationships. So if you are looking for that type of dating sphere, then you're definitely going to have a much easier time on Hinge versus many other online dating apps. And the last pro that I want to go over is that it's really easy to meet somebody new on this app, most likely because the algorithm makes sure that you're matching with like-minded people. So if you're somebody who likes to go out to the club a lot, let's say, most of the people that you're matching with are likely going to be people who are extroverts and who want to go out and do things like that, where on other apps like Tinder, you might not find a lot of extroverts or things like that as much as you would on Hinge because of the algorithm itself. And the same thing goes for introverts. If you're somebody who likes to stay home and play video games all day, then it's going to try and find people who match that same personality type, and you won't have to feel so pressured to go out and do things with other people who are extremely extroverted. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is the Hinge cons. And the first con of the Hinge dating app is that there's not really much screening of users who are on the app. Hinge does not do any background checks or anything like that for users who are utilizing this app. The most verification that they do is that they ask you to verify your phone number if you do sign up with your phone number. And if you do sign up with your Facebook account, you don't need to verify a phone number, but they do require that your Facebook account has at least 60 friends. Outside of that as well, your profile won't actually be shown to other users unless you do have those 6 photos of your profile uploaded and 3 prompts as well. So this really does deter a lot of bots because 6 photos that show an individual is a lot for a bot to make. Obviously, a lot of these scam websites that do this usually only have 1 or 2 photos that make a bot account, and that's all they really need to fish people in. However, with Hinge, it's a lot more difficult to get 6 photos of the same person and make it all fake. And the second con I want to talk about is that unmatching is permanent. So if you did match with an individual, you talk with them a little bit, and you end up deciding to unmatch with them, that is a permanent thing. You will never see them again in your Hinge stack. And this is the same thing that goes for if you decide to not match or pass on an individual. Once you pass on an individual, Hinge will make sure that that individual never shows up on your profile again. So there is no room for mistakes on this app. So if you accidentally unlike somebody that you didn't want to, there's not really any way of going back. So this obviously means that you need to be really careful when you are browsing through these profiles because there's no really making any mistakes. Another con is that there is no desktop version of this Hinge app. So if you did want to actually utilize Hinge, you need to do so through a mobile device. There's no way to really do it on a computer. I think this is mostly because they're trying to attract a younger audience, and most younger audiences feel much more comfortable utilizing their phone rather than utilizing their computer for dating websites. And the fourth con of this app is the info display. So when you do actually sign up and you utilize Facebook to do so, or even if you connect your Facebook account, it oftentimes just takes the 6 most recent profile photos from your Facebook account and puts that as your profile photos for your Hinge app. You can, of course, change this whenever you want, but it is frustrating to have to go through and change all of that if you did decide to link your social media. And of course, other information will be displayed too, such as your interests, but this may include interests that you may have had 15 years ago if your Facebook account is that old. So maybe you're not so much into pop punk as much as you were when you were 15 years old. And so that might be something that you don't want to have displayed on your Hinge app. Outside of that though, it is really up to you if you think Hinge preferred membership is worth it for you. It is an individual thing, it's not for everybody, but for those users who can really utilize it, it is definitely going to be worth it. But if you are looking for more success in having conversations online, I do need to tell you about our secret opening line formula. Using the secret opening line formula, we've discovered that users have received 3 times the response rate that they had before. And in case you don't know what dating website is best for you, I suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it will let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our Tinder 101 hub and more. If you guys want to see some more videos from us, you can check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. With that being said, I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!